No, it's fine, Lewis, thanks. You'll go in the back of the Land Rover behind the dog grill. It's not far, is it?
Well, everything's ready at this end. Titcomb's been busy all weekend with hammer, nails and roofing felt. He and Nigel fenced off a run next to the Rare Breed.
Lovely.
I should think a little muntjac will be a super new attraction, Ruth. Nigel's having a sign made specially.
Good idea.
Meet the latest addition to the Lower Loxley family, Monty the Muntjac, or something like that.
Great. It's a load off me mind.
How's Josh taking it? He'll really miss him, won't he?
He will. Although the novelty started wearing off when Monty peed on his Game Boy.
Imagine it would. What time do you think he'll get here?
Oh, mid-afternoon at least at this rate. We haven't eaten yet. David's still over at Marnie's rounding up some news. Talk of the devil.
I'd better go myself. I'll see you later.
I'll give you a call when we're setting off.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hiya.
How'd you get on?
Well, it's typical, isn't it? The gap they all went through was right the other side of the field.
Was it?
Yeah, so obviously it took a while to round them all up and get them back.
Had they strayed far?
No. It's a good thing that Mike saw them when he did, though. And he gave me a hand. Anyway, I've repaired the fence, so they'll not get out again.
Good.
That smells fantastic. I'm starving.
Let the kids give you the Father's Day presents first, eh?
Yeah, of course.
I thought you'd be back after milking.
Well, these things only ever happen when it's Sam's day off, don't they? Typical. You'll go to church.
Your mum and dad just took the kids to let me get on with lunch.
All right.
Don't forget you're going to have a word with Josh.
Dad!
Oh. Hiya, Joshy.
For you.
Have you?
Wait there, I'll go and get Pip and Ben.
Hang on, just before you do.
Listen, have you remembered that we're taking Monty over to Loxley?
Yes.
Well, I know that you said that you didn't mind because, you know, we have to think about what's best for him.
Dad?
Yeah?
It'll be all right, you know.
I know.
You don't need to worry.
Me?
He's a dear.
Sorry?
You'll be much happier with the other animals for company.
Yes, I...
Can we give you a present now?
Yes, please.
Pip!
I don't know. Call yourself a farmer.
Well played!
Hi, Adam.
Mads?
I'd had enough of my own company, so I thought I'd join you here.
Really?
Could you just hold my book while I put this up?
Wouldn't you be more comfortable in the pavilion?
I'd rather sit out in the sun. Pat, is it? Said it was okay to help myself to a deck chair.
Uh-huh.
Your mum and Brian seem really nice.
They are.
Stupid thing. I can never tell which way is up. It was good of Jennifer to invite us for supper last night.
Yes.
You were spared my cookie.
I was going to eat at the Bull.
She's a very warm person. You two seem very close.
Mads, you don't know any of us.
I'm just making an observation.
Well, I'd rather you didn't.
Ouch! Ow!
For goodness sake, let me...
Thanks. These things are very complicated, aren't they?
No. They're actually very simple. There.
Thanks.
Look, Mads, I'm perfectly well aware why you're here this afternoon. It isn't the cricket and it isn't my company.
That's not true.
Oh, come on.
I just wanted a chance for you to get to know me a little bit. It's important we get on.
Well, I'm sorry, but I disagree.
Adam, I...
Shh, please. Right.
Come on, Adam. Show them what's what.
Okay.
We'll talk later, yeah?
Adam, what's the guy at the far end? A bit lively.
Well done. Good innings.
Thanks.
Where did they get this new bowler from?
Oh, quick, isn't he?
Must be new to the area.
Knows what he's doing.
Yeah, they kept him quiet. Fancy a drink?
Oh, yes, please. How's the ankle?
Oh, aches a bit. Thought I might need a runner at one point.
Yeah. You won't be able to field.
No.
No. So, how's everything else?
You know, a bit quiet on the job front.
Oh?
Well, That's the nature of freelance work, I'm afraid. Either feast or famine. Here you go.
Oh, wouldn't do for me. Cheers.
You're welcome. Something you have to get used to. Still, I'm off to see an agency chap on Friday. An update in the CV. Something will turn up.
Oh, keeping out of the road, eh?
How do you mean?
Well, hadn't Linda arranged a fake committee meeting? I'm sure that's what Ailey said.
Yeah, Friday morning, absolutely. That's where Linda is now. Knee-deep in research for it.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, shot, Adam!
Yeah, he got hold of that one.
That's more like it. Now we're fighting back.
Come on, Monty.
Monty, come on. Why does he keep jumping back into the Land Rover, Mum?
It's a strange new place, isn't it, Lewis?
Yes, he doesn't know where he is or why he's here.
Don't worry, he'll be fine.
I'll bet it's like the first time you went to school. Do you remember?
A bit.
Well, I expect you thought that was strange. All those big boys and girls in the playground.
Yes. And it's like when you went to Saul's party. You hardly knew anyone there. But you soon joined in.
I scored the first goal.
You'll see. Monty will soon be running around too. Now, let's see if we can tempt him out with some of these leaves. You hold them near the door.
Come on, Monty. Come get the juicy leaves.
I don't believe my sister sometimes.
What's the matter?
Oh, hello, David.
Oh, hi, Lewis.
He's coming out. Good boy, Monty.
How did we tell you?
Lead him towards the run, Josh. That's it, that's
come
it.
Come on, come on.
Oh, well done. Now, if you leave him eating, I'll shut the gate.
There you go, Monty. Nice leaves. There. Can we go and dodge him now, Dad?
Later on, Joshy.
Just a minute, young man. Haven't you something to say to Lewis?
Thanks for helping, Lewis.
You're welcome. Shall we see if we can find Pip and Ben? Get some candy floss.
Cool.
Is that okay?
Thanks, Lewis.
Well, come on then, Josh.
Yeah!
Honestly.
Well, what's happened?
Elizabeth was going on about us missing the boat by not doing what Oliver's doing.
What?
Oh, yeah. We've missed out on a golden opportunity, apparently.
Really?
According to Elizabeth, we should have maximised returns on our milk production by selling direct to local customers.
And did she explain what we do with the other 90% of our milk?
Oh, I didn't carry on the conversation long enough to ask her. Told her to mind her own business and left her to stew.
Come on.
Oh, hey, well fielded. We could do with a wicket, though.
Yeah. Duncan's all over the place today.
Yeah. Has Mads gone, Robert?
Yeah, she's just gone to powder her nose. I think she'll be back in a mo.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Do you want me to give her a message?
No, thanks.
Come on, Ambridge!
We skied it! Get under it!
Bad luck, Neil!
Oh, dear. I think even I could have caught that.
Hi, Mads. You going to see it through to the bitter end?
Of course. How are we doing?
Well, it's a tight one. Adam's played exceptionally well this afternoon.
Yeah, very popular too, isn't he? I hardly saw him at tea time.
Yeah, he and Alistair like to discuss strategy.
Right.
Why didn't you come to the ball after the match? I'm sure Adam said he was coming.
Oh, yeah. You all do that, don't you? Okay, then I will.
Here's your lager, Ruth.
Thanks, David. Oh, what a nice way to round off the day.
Yeah, definitely.
Not like Sam to be at a loose end on a Sunday off.
Well, Kirsty's here, behind the bar.
Oh, that's why he offered to do afternoon milking.
Yeah.
Kirsty's doing quite a few shifts. Filling in for Clary, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, and Jolene's still asking around for extra staff for Fallon's party on Thursday.
Why doesn't she ask if Lillian can help?
Yeah, I suggested that. Not popular.
Oh, I wonder if Josh is missing Monty. Now it's near bedtime.
Oh, come on. There was never a backward glance. Anyway, Mum will sort it out.
Oh, here he is. I told you he might miss a cricket, but not the after-match party.
Yeah, very funny, Roy.
Hi.
Hello, Ruth.
Hi.
David.
Careful. He's hobbling. Sit down, mate.
Oh, thanks.
What's up?
Twisted it.
Oh.
That'd be okay.
So, how do we do?
Ah.
We won by 5 runs.
Yay.
Despite a depleted team.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, not you.
I know, but look, in my defence, it was Father's Day, right?
Well, you could have brought him along to watch. Alien Phoebe came.
Oh. All right, fair cop. So, how did Duncan bowl?
A bit erratic.
Yeah. Never really found his length.
So Darrington played well then?
You should have seen their new bowler.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Kev. I bowled me all ends up. He was way too quick for me.
Blimey.
Yeah, and he can bat as well. So we'll have to watch him when we go over there.
Yeah.
On the plus side, Christopher Carter's improving every game.
Is he? Well, Alistair will probably be moving further up the batting order.
And Adam was hitting it all round the park.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
We're going to do great things this year. That's if everybody turns out regularly.
Yeah.
It's a pity we can't do something a bit different.
What do you mean, what sort of thing?
Some kind of tour, perhaps. I've got plenty of contacts. Might be able to fix up a few games.
Oh, OK. Well, you ring a few people up, and I'll do a bit of research, and let's see what we come up with.
Yeah, hang on, days off aren't that easy for us farmers, you know.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, good grief.
He's not going to let you forget about today, are you, Roy?
Adam, can we talk?
I was just about to join my friends.
But you were working all day yesterday. Today you've been playing cricket.
That is what I do, Mats.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry.
For heaven's sake.
Can we start again?
I wasn't aware we'd started a first time.
So are we going to talk about this at all,
then? You think it's something you and I should discuss?
Since it concerns
me. Not at this point, it doesn't.
When Ian and I talked about having a baby together, he said it was a brilliant idea.
In principle, maybe.
No, in fact.
I doubt it. He knows this is our decision to make together.
And I'm sure you and he will talk it over.
Oh, count on it.
Of course.
And you can also count on him coming to his senses once we have.
Hello, Clary. What can I get you?
Oh, I ain't come for a drink, thank you, fella.
Oh, did you want to see Mum about working?
No. I've come to give you this and say happy birthday.
Oh, you shouldn't have bothered. Oh, thanks, that's really nice.
Well, it ain't every day you're 21, is it?
No.
Have you had many cards?
Quite a few, yeah. It makes you feel really special, everybody remembering.
You expect the postman's bag were a lot lighter when he left here, eh?
Well, there were only a few who came by post. Just one or two from old college mates who can't come on Thursday.
Oh, yeah, I just wondered if you'd heard from Edward.
No. I'm really sorry, Clary.
Well, it were a long shot, I realise. Anyway, you having a party?
Yeah, it's a 007 party. Everyone has to come as a character from a James Bond film.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, I hope so. And Mum and Sid have got this company to come in and put up a roulette wheel and a blackjack table.
Sounds very sophisticated.
And we won't be betting real money, of course. None of my mates can afford to do that.
Who can?
There'll just be a prize for one who's won most tokens at the end. That's how it works, I think.
Well, I'm sure you'll have a good time.
Yeah. Oh. It's another birthday text.
Oh.
It's from Suze, who's one of the girls I did the show with.
Right, I'd better get back to work. Happy birthday, girl.
Thanks, Clary.
Yeah, well, that ain't going to be enough, is it?
Well, you fetch the water, Joe. I'll get some more.
I can fetch your bag of cement, Mike Tucker. Don't you worry.
What? Risk your Clary going after the both of us? No chance.
Well, shoot yourself.
If I do the top half, you do the bottom, we should finish this wall in no time.
Stephen Archer said he'd be over later.
Oh, Neil said he'd put a couple of hours in.
Ah, good.
Yeah, I didn't see you at the cricket yesterday.
Oh, I've been catching up with me veg. That garden won't weed itself.
No, got to keep on top of it this time of year. Told Ailey the same thing.
I planted out some tomatoes and some winter collie and broccoli.
Did you?
And the marrows is coming on a treat.
Well, Ailey's chuffed with the beans. So they're like little wigwams. Mind you, have you had any problems with the birds, Joe?
Ah, tell her next time to plant the white flowering ones. They don't like them so much. Yeah, well, you should know that.
Oh, there ain't much I've forgotten about growing veg, though, even after all this time.
Like riding a bike, eh?
Maybe.
Dad, you left your flask in the van.
Oh, Tars, huh?
Hello, Eddie.
Oh, all right, Mike. Well, you needn't have worried.
No, Oliver's been brewing up for us.
Oh. Well, I wish you'd let me know. I had to break a flaggy to race over here. I'll be well behind by the time I get back.
Oh, well, sorry.
That's where Stirling is now, I bet. In his kitchen while his skivvies get on with it.
No, he's had to make a phone call about picking up the wedding rings.
Yeah, like I said, skivvies.
He's working just as hard as we are. He's just as keen to get it all up and running for when... Well, as soon as he can.
Are you coming down the ball to watch the footy later, Eddie?
I don't know.
Ah. Well, I'll just get that cement, Joe.
Ah. Is little George at Williams today?
Why?
Well, I thought you and Clary could take him for a walk if it keeps fine, eh?
Don't think he is.
Do you both good? Bit of fresh air?
Yeah, well, I'm supposed to be out in the fresh air now, flagging that driveway.
You could be a comfort to each other, you know.
Don't interfere, Daddy. It's nothing to do with you. I'll see you later.
Oh, bye, Eddie. Right. Now, let's get cracking on this wall. Then the others can get straight on with sealing the floor.
Come on, Madge, we're going to have to get a move on if you want to make that train.
Oh, I've nowhere near finished yet.
Oh, you never did get the hang of travelling light.
Although I do draw the line at packing kitchen equipment, Craigie, unlike some.
Tools of the trade, me girl.
Oh, help a damsel in distress. Would you stick all those shoes in plastic bags? I'll get my makeup and stuff.
All right, Imelda.
Have the cheek.
It doesn't seem like a week since you were doing this in reverse.
I know, hasn't it flown?
You're not joking.
Oh, it's a shame Adam couldn't join us for lunch.
Nah, he's just so busy at the moment with Debbie and hungry and the strawberry season and all the other stuff.
Oh, I know. Is he okay?
Well, yeah, sure he is. I'll be spoiling him on Thursday anyway. I'm taking him out for his birthday.
Oh, I would have liked to have seen him again before I left.
Well, you got to say goodbye breakfast.
It's a good thing I got up for a glass of water. I'd no idea he got up that early.
Yeah, he always does.
You won't have had a chance to talk to him yet.
I've hardly seen him myself, have I?
Oh, baby George is lovely, isn't he?
Oh, he's a real wee terror these days.
Oh, he loves you. You're really good with him.
Yeah, he's sweet.
He likes your stories about the French magnets. I bet you got them for him.
Yeah, I'm really fond of him.
And he's always wanting you to pick him up.
Well, I don't mind. Although, I do draw the line at sharing these soggy biscuits.
Oh, listen. I don't really want to be setting off at this time of day. The train will be packed with commuters anyway. Why don't we have a last drink down at the Bull before I leave?
Eddie? I asked if anything else happened today.
No.
I bumped into Linda just now in the shop.
Oh, yeah.
Reckon she's got some interesting games and such for the fate. Hayley's taking Betty's place on the committee.
Oh, we're PC Fletcher fun.
Eddie, why didn't you tell me?
Because there's nothing to say.
Well, you must have said something.
He said the same as last time. Keep the lines of communication open between us and the rest of the family.
Yeah, perhaps I should give Alf another ring and our Rosie.
God, they'd have wrung us, wouldn't they, Clary?
Is that all he said?
He talked about circulating the details to the surrounding police forces.
Have they?
In other words, he knows nothing.
And that were it?
Usual guff about keeping positive. No news is good news.
Oh, he didn't say that, did he?
Well, not exactly that.
Well, the important thing is they haven't forgotten him. He ain't just a name on a list.
Right, do you want some help with the shopping?
I can manage. Eddie, your finger...
Oh, it's nothing.
We're swollen. How did you do that?
Caught it with a flaming paving stone.
Oh, dear, let me see.
Oh, leave it.
It does look sore.
No matter.
Let me bathe it, put a bandage
on it. Stop it.
You're tired. That's when accidents happen.
And that's all you need. Me being off work, isn't it?
I didn't mean
that. I know. Don't fret about me. I'll be all right.
Come in, then, and have some supper.
No, Clary, I'm going for a drink.
Will that Joe give you a lift?
No.
At least have something to eat first.
I'll get something later.
All right.
See ya.
Yeah. Oops, watch it, Eddie.
Sorry, Fallon. Kickoff's in a few minutes.
Oh, he's spilling beer's a capital offence where I come from.
I take no notice of him. She hasn't spilled a drop, have you?
Here you go.
Thank you.
Thanks.
He's in a hurry to watch Spain bury Tunisia.
I suppose it takes his mind off of things.
Yeah.
Are these two finished with?
Yeah, they weren't ours anyway.
Oh, okay. Better get back behind the bar then. See ya.
Bye-bye.
So, what are we going to do about our idea?
Okay, well, I mean, you know I think having a baby would be amazing.
Oh, you'll be such a great dad. I know that even more now I've seen you with Emma's baby. You look so natural.
No, but it's just such a lot to think about. Adam and I have to discuss it, and you and I have a lot of talking to do.
I know.
I mean, you know, how it would all work.
I've got some thoughts on that.
Oh, there's not much time left. Your next train's at 15:15.
I stay a while longer, should I? We'll get something to eat here.
Well, you're never going to get back to London today at this rate.
I don't care if we're here till they throw us out. If it means we can talk.
Thanks for giving me a hand, Joe.
Oh, it's all right, Clary, love. There isn't much.
No.
We got it all finished, any rule.
You must be tired.
Ah, well, we're going to leave the dairy a day or two now. The wall and floor are going to dry out.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but I'll go over tomorrow. There's still one or two of them Guernseys not used to the milking bale yet.
You're right, Al.
Why don't you sit down, eh?
Aye?
Ever sit down and I'll make you a nice cup of tea with some of that Guernsey milk.
Oh, Joe, I can't stop thinking about that young lad on the news.
What young lad?
17 and his whole life ahead of him.
Oh, come on, Kevin.
And they found him in a squat, curled up on the couch for all the world as though he were fast asleep. And he'd been dead for days.
No, no.
They said there's some really strong stuff on the streets. What if Edward gets hold of it?
Oh, that won't happen.
But you don't know. What if he's already in with that sort? On drugs. Will it be him they find next?
No, no, no. Of course it won't.
But you can't know, can you? You don't know no more than I do where he is or what he's up to.
But I do know you can't let yourself get carried away thinking like that. He won't do nobody no good.
Oh, Joe.
You're going to make yourself ill. Then where will we be, eh?
Oh, no.
We have to keep the old fires burning, like they said in the war, eh?
Hmm.
Yeah, well, let's have a cup of tea. Then you can give me a hand pinching out them broad beans, eh? We'll have a black fly before we can turn round.
But what about during the pregnancy, the check-ups, for instance?
You could just come with me for the scans. You don't need to come to every single appointment.
Well, what about antenatal classes, all that?
I've got lots of girlfriends who'd come with me.
Thank goodness for that. I'd be clueless.
Would you want to be my birthing partner, do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, since it's mine, I'd want to be there at the birth.
Or you could read up on anything you needed to know then.
But you'd be in London.
Caroline would give you paternity leave.
Yeah. Yeah, she would, but Adam would never get the time off.
No, I suppose not.
So, you know, I'd have to think my way around that one.
Well, maybe I could start my maternity leave early and come and live here.
No, no, hang on.
No, in a flat. Actually, that's a much better idea. I'll rent somewhere and have the baby here in the local hospital. It'll be easier for you to be there at the birth then.
Well, is that possible, choosing your own hospital?
You can find out. And then I'll stay for the rest of my maternity leave.
Oh, well, yeah, that'd be better. I could really bond with the baby then.
And you'd be able to visit whenever you want. You and Adam can take him out.
Or her.
Or her. Out.
Right, well, I don't know, will you feed him yourself, do you think?
Well, if I can. But I learned to express the milk, and then you can do some of it too.
That'd be great. Then when you move back to London, I'll really feel like the baby's mine, you know?
And when you and Adam come down to see him, he'll know that you're his daddy.
I come down every day off, it's not that far.
And when he's older, he can come and stay with you here. You belong to a real family.
You know, I really think we can do this.
Do you?
Well, I still need to talk to Adam, though.
Yeah, of course you do.
So, you know, you have to give me some time.
No problem. I can ring you later in the week.
Right, yeah. I really feel we can make it work.
Hayley? What are you doing down there?
Oh, hiya, Mike. I think I've found a knot hole where the stoat got in again.
All right, let's have a look.
It's in the corner. You see?
Yeah, that could be it.
Well, I'll have to get something to plug it. Have you got any bits of wood?
Well, I expect so.
Well, nail it over the hole.
Nah, I wouldn't bother.
Why?
Oh, stoats are thinner than rats. You'd be amazed at the guts they can get through.
Oh, I'm going to have to chase Neil up again.
Well, ain't he been to see Will about them traps yet?
Not when I rang him this morning. After I found another couple of hens dead.
Two more?
Yeah. And I'm sure he'll get round to it. I don't like to keep nagging him.
Yeah, more like you can't catch Will in. Look, I could nip over myself this afternoon.
Would you?
Yeah, I'll see you then. Now, if I leave now, I might catch him at home before he goes back to work.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
No, no, don't worry. We'll sort it between us.
Well, if we don't, it's not going to be worth carrying on.
Hey, no surrender, eh?
No, of course not. But that stoat will keep coming back now it knows where the food is.
You ready to send them through, Ruth?
Yep. Go on, you lot. Go on, through you go. Go on, that's...
Come here, fella. That's it.
Looking okay, aren't they?
Yeah, they're looking great. But won't do any harm to worm them, though. And you, mate. There you go.
Anyway, she'd have said Caroline's got it under control.
I'm sure she has.
Although apparently Ian's been a bit distracted.
Well, I think his friend's gone home now. I'm sure Adam said so at the bull last night.
He's really enjoyed having her to stay.
Yeah? He seemed relieved to me.
I meant Ian.
Oh.
So we're definitely going to Olive and Caroline's wedding then, David?
Well, I haven't confirmed it. Come on, then.
I thought Shula said it was a quiet affair. Just a few friends and family.
Well, as far as I know. Oh, anyway, we have to go now, come to think about it.
Oh?
Well, I can't go to his stag do otherwise, can I?
I knew there was an ulterior motive.
Okay, let's have another lot.
All right.
You sound a bit, underwhelmed by the whole idea, though.
No, no, I definitely want to go.
Oh.
Go on, there. What am I going to wear?
Ruth.
Do you think my new birthday outfit would be okay?
Yeah, of course it would. I told you. Everyone said you look stunning. You've even got the necklace to match.
All right, then. But what about you?
Oh, you might have a point there. It will be a posh do.
Maybe we should go shopping together.
Oh, what?
Coward.
Oh, right, I suppose you're right. It's a new suit, isn't it?
Afraid so.
Mm. All right, well, we'll find time in the next few days.
Borchester or Felpersham?
Oh, I don't know.
Better try Felpersham, I think. A bit more choice.
All right.
Ready for the next?
Oh, hang on. This one's limpy.
Which one?
This little fellow, look. I'll need to have a look at him. Shed him off, will you?
Oh, come on, little one. Come on. Get. Maybe we could go on Friday morning.
Well, I thought you said the fate committee were meeting at Linda's.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, tough one. What's it to be, Linda Snell's or shopping with me?
Here, Ailey. There, the business all right.
Oh, they look it. So, how do they work, Mike?
Hmm?
Can you show me?
Well, you've got to be careful, though, love. These things can have your finger off.
Really?
Yeah, right. You pull these two sides apart.
Mm, yeah? They look like jaws.
That's it. And then this rod keeps them open.
Oh. So what will I use as bait?
Well, we could use bits of them dead chickens from this morning.
Well, can we use something else? There's liver in the fridge. I was going to make you liver and onions for supper.
Well, yeah, go on then. So you put the liver on this plate, then the tunnel bit goes over the top.
Hmm.
We bury the trap under some loose straw and stuff in the hen house.
Oh, I see. So the stoat goes underneath, attracted by the smell of the meat?
Yeah, if we're lucky.
I thought you said they were curious, stoats.
Oh, they are, but they're wily too. If they smell the trap or anything's not right, they won't go for it.
Oh, it's open!
Hello.
Oh, hello, Clary.
Oh, come in.
Thought I'd pop round and have a look at the chicks.
Mm.
Oh, you're putting traps in, are you?
I've got to do something.
Oh, just be careful with them.
Do you fancy a cup of tea?
Not for me, thanks.
Oh, I've called it a busy time.
Well, I did promise Ruth I'd go over to Brookfield before supper.
Oh, what's the matter, Hayley? You get off. I'll stay and have a cup of tea.
Oh, good for you, Clary.
Just the two cups, then.
Yeah.
Ah! Oh!
Hey! No, it's a pencil. Sorry. Couldn't resist. I'll love you and leave you, then. Don't forget to pick Phoebe up from her friends, Mike.
Yeah, yeah, no problem.
See you, Clary.
Yeah, bye-bye, love. She's a comic, eh?
Oh, she's kept us all going, I don't mind telling you.
She's a lovely girl. You're always lucky.
And he knows it. Are you all right, Clary? Well, I know the answer to that. I just meant, you see... Oh, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Don't apologise.
If Betty were here now, she'd be digging me in the ribs and telling me shut up.
Yes, she would.
Much of a stand-in for a chat and a cuppa.
You didn't do so badly last week.
You miss her, though. Of course you do.
Oh, I could have done with her listening and giving me some sensible advice.
Well, if it's any use, I'm here. Ain't sure about saying anything sensible, but give the listening another go.
It'll certainly save me a few quid.
You're welcome.
Oh, they're nearly new, some of these dresses.
Well, now Pitt's grown out of them, I'm not likely to get any further use, am I?
Oh, thanks.
Should have given them to you before. I never got around to sorting out Pip's wardrobe. She and Izzy did it for me.
Here's David. I'd better let you get on.
Are you all ready for Phoebe's birthday?
Oh, well, we can't do anything on the day. Roy's going to be busy with the last-minute preparations for Caroline's wedding.
Oh, of course he will.
But we're taking her out on the Sunday after instead.
Oh, where are you going?
I don't know, yes. But I want us all to go out together. You know, us three and Mike and Brenda.
Have you spoken to Brenda about it?
Not yet. Why?
It's just that Tom's going to be at the Royal, you know, with our beef, so we're doing a promo thing together.
Not with you.
I thought he said Brenda was helping out at the show, that's all.
Oh! Oh, is she?
Oh, you better not take my word for it. I probably got it wrong.
Well, I'll check with her. Thanks. I better go.
Hi, Hayley.
Hiya, David.
See you.
Right, that's the last of the hay bales.
Good.
How long will supper be?
Oh, about 6 inches. It's lamb chops.
Very funny.
About an hour. Why?
Well, I'm off to Grange Farm later, if that's okay. I said I'd give Oliver a hand.
You feeling a bit better, Clary?
Yeah.
A touch of fresh air's just the job, eh?
Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
So, Eddie went to see Baggy, did he?
Stupid man that he is. What good did he think that would do?
I don't know.
Oh, I just don't understand how his mind works. One minute he's doing things like that, and the next it seems like don't care at all.
You know that, Emmett.
I don't know nothing no more.
Hey, come on.
No, he's that stressed and exhausted. I try and talk to him and he's miles away. He can't get no rest properly, you see, but... it's like he won't give himself no peace. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
I tried to talk to him so as he can get it all off his chest, or at least a little bit of it, but he won't.
Well, maybe he ain't got the words.
Yeah, but it's like he don't want to try, Mike. You know, it's like he wants to keep the words to himself.
Oh, I don't know. Sometimes if you keep them to yourself, it doesn't seem so real.
No, but it is real. We've got to help each other through, haven't we?
I know how you mean.
Yesterday, he went and dropped a flagstone on his finger. Wouldn't let me near it. I only wanted to bathe it for him.
Well, he doesn't want you feeling sorry for him. Makes him feel worse. I mean, you don't want people's pity.
Not even your own wife's.
Well, sometimes it's worse if it's family.
How?
But I think about Betty all the time. Not an hour in the day goes past without me thinking about her.
I know, and here's me going on about Betty.
No, I didn't mean that at all. I think about what she'd be doing. What she'd think about the veg patch and the stoats. What she'd be planning for little Phoebe's birthday. And what she'd be saying to me.
I miss her too.
Well, of course you do. We all do. And... there's loads of times I want to say what I'm thinking, but I can't. In case, well, if I do, it just opens it all up again for Roy and Brenda and Ailey and Phoebe. I can't keep putting them through that. They've got to try to keep going.
Yeah, well, I understand what you're getting at.
Eddie don't want to talk because he can't see the sense in keeping going over the pain. He wants to say you and Joe.
But I know he feels bad because it were him who rode with Edward. Grim, who wouldn't let Edward home.
And he'll be turning it over and over, I know.
I don't know, Mike. What am I going to do with him?
Just have to have patience with him, Clary.
Sometimes I could just slap him. Do you know where we were all last night? Down the bowl watching the football.
And I know why that was, he told me.
Oh, you was there?
I could see he went watching the match. He didn't react to anything going on the pitch.
Yeah, you were just avoiding coming home then.
No, every time the camera went to the crowd, he was scanning it. See if Edward were there.
What, Edward? At the World Cup, he hadn't even got his passport, let alone...
You do these things that don't make sense. Like seeing Baggy, you have to keep doing. Summer, anything.
Oh, Eddie.
He's the man of the household, isn't he? He should be able to put everything right. He's the one who should be able to solve all the problems and keep his family safe.
And he ain't, is he?
No.
Hey, how do you know about the match?
Oh, he told me.
Did he?
Yeah, well, said he didn't want to say anything to you in case you got your hopes up or bit his head off.
Yeah, might have done. He does care, then.
Well, of course he does.
Silly fool. Oh, no, I've left my bag in your kitchen. Now I ain't got an anky.
Oh, here. Here's a fresh one.
Ta-da.
Now, you have a good cry. Better out than in. That's what Betty would have said.
Oh, yeah.
Often try and think what she'd have said. I can hear her in my head saying it, if that don't sound too weird.
I would have what you'd be.
That's all right.
You know, she'd have been proud of you.
Do you think so?
Listening to me this afternoon. You've been such a help. Thanks for doing that for me.
Well, any time, Clary, love. If I'm around, you collar me. You're very welcome.
Oliver, have you got a minute?
Oh, hang on, 90 centimetres. Ah. What is it, Anne?
Hey, it's really coming on, isn't it?
Well, thanks to Mike, Joe, Neil and the others. I mean, we very nearly have a dairy.
Yes, it's marvellous how everyone's pulled together.
Well, what was it you wanted?
I wanted to check you sent your suit to the cleaners.
Oh, sorry, I knew there was something. I'll do it this afternoon.
And you must make time to get some new shoes. Don't leave it till the last minute.
I won't. Scout's honour.
I've had some more replies.
Oh, I meant to tell you. Eleanor and the family are coming. Oh. She rang me to say she's managed to book the flights.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah. I'll put them on the list. And Simon's coming. But Tim can't, nor can Molly.
Well, you knew Tim wouldn't be able to get back from Basra.
Oh, no. And I wasn't expecting Mother to come either.
No, of course.
Do you think Molly might have made the effort, though? She says she's working. She could have got the time off, I'm sure, if she wanted.
Well, never mind. It'll be a wonderful day and her loss, eh?
Oh, I'm not going to get upset over it. Life's too short.
Yeah. What about Carly?
No, haven't heard from her either.
Oh.
I did think she'd come. Oh, well.
What about the other arrangements? Is there anything else I can do?
I've a meeting with Roy about the flowers and table decorations this afternoon. No, I don't think so.
Sure.
And I'm taking Friday off. Shula and I are going shopping for our outfits.
Ah, well, you seem to have everything in hand.
I hope so.
Everything is coming together very smoothly, my darling.
Well, no major hassle so far.
Although you were awake at 3 this morning, weren't you? Sitting bolt upright in bed with that same little notebook.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I disturb you?
No, not at all. And don't be afraid to, either, if you need to talk it over. I mean, I'm aware that I've been leaving it all to you.
Oh, don't worry. You've got your work cut out here.
I do have one regret, though.
Oh?
I was in so much of a damned hurry to get married, I proposed at the busiest time possible.
Why do you regret it?
Because in the cold light of dawn, as it were, I realised that it'll be impossible to have a honeymoon.
Oh, Oliver, I'm not bothered about a honeymoon.
Yeah, I'd love to whisk you off to somewhere exotic, leave all this behind. Spend some time together, eh?
We have the rest of our lives
together. Yeah, I know, but you know what I mean.
Well, why don't we do that later in the year?
Not quite the same thing, though, is it?
Gosh, you old romantic, you.
It'll have to be the autumn now, won't it?
Yeah, realistically. In a way, that's nice. We'll have something to look forward to.
Well, there ain't nothing in the trap.
No, not in this one either.
Oh, he's crafty, this stoat. He's sussed it out.
Ailey's going to be fed up.
Well, she don't know.
She had to be at Lower Loxley for 8:30.
Well, who collected the eggs this morning?
Oh, she did, but... And then she went a bit squeamish, said she couldn't bring herself to check the traps.
Oh.
So I said I'd nip back in my break this afternoon and do it. And what now?
Well, I'll reset them. I'll put some bits of that dead bird in this time.
Well, don't tell her.
But if it doesn't work, I reckon they'll have to shell out for electric rabbit netting.
They won't want to do that.
Oh, it's the only thing that'll keep stoats of the like out.
Too expensive, they reckon.
Well, I was always shooting it. I'll see Neil this afternoon and see what he thinks.
Right. Oh, well, better get back to work.
Oh, look, before you do, has Brenda said anything about Phoebe's birthday treat?
She's still in two minds, Ailey said. I mean, she wants to come, but she promised Tom she'd help him at the Royal.
Well, I know Ailey wants us all to go, as a family.
Well, yeah.
But, no, she's promised.
I know she doesn't like to let people down.
Talk about complicated women, eh?
Just hope Tom isn't using her, like he did with Kirsty. Anyway, I'll get back to Grey Gables. Cheers, Dad.
Yeah, right.
No, I still haven't had the chance to talk to him, Mads. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I will. Oh, hang on, let me ring you back in a while.
Ian?
Hello, Adam.
Stefan said you'd been here.
Yeah, I've got a meeting with Caroline about the wedding. This is where she's having the reception.
Oh, very nice. I've dropped the strawberries off in the kitchen.
Oh, thank you.
And I wondered if you'd had a word about getting off early tonight.
Oh, no.
Right, okay.
I did say it might be difficult. I've had quite a bit of time off in the last 10 days.
Haven't you just?
Look, I mean, I'll try, but I can't promise.
Right, right, it doesn't matter.
Oh, I'm sorry to keep you waiting, Ian. Hello, Adam.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Adam. Be at Nets tonight?
Yes, of course.
Excellent, I've had this brilliant idea for the team. I'll tell you more tonight.
Okay. See you there.
Oh, Adam, could I just have a quick word?
Sure.
Roy, while Caroline does that, can I just bend your ear about Catalina?
Yeah, look.
Is everything back to normal now?
Sorry?
Your guest has gone back home.
Not a moment too soon.
I hope this isn't an imposition, but I'm just trying to cross as many little jobs off my list as possible.
Yes?
I've ordered a car for Shula and Alistair, and I needed to know whether to order one for Brian and your mother. I've tried ringing her.
Ah, yeah, she's been out all day at a farmer's market with Pat.
Oh.
I imagine she and Brian would come with Gran and Jack in the Bentley. Look, I'll get her to ring you and confirm.
Oh, thanks.
I'd better go.
Right, bye, Adam.
See you later.
Yep, bye.
Okay, sorry about that. Now, Roy.
Okay, the flowers for the function room and the tables in here will be handled by our usual suppliers.
Good.
They'll deliver them the evening before, so we can set the tables once the dining room closes. I've offered a couple of the waiters some overtime.
Oh, thank you.
Actually, Caroline, I wonder if I can ask a big favour.
What's that?
Can we finalise the menu tomorrow so I can get back to the kitchen?
Haven't you booked a day off tomorrow?
Well, I'll come in for a couple of hours in the morning.
Oh, I haven't got my diary with me.
Well, or afternoon, early evening, I don't mind, whenever's convenient for you.
Hi, Oliver.
Ah, Neil, hi.
Right, I got the pipe in. So, where are we up to now?
You and I can start plumbing in the hand basin. Mm-hmm. Mike will be back from milking soon. And then we can finish running the piping through from the parlour.
Ah, right.
Another couple carved last night, you know. Mm-hmm. Straightforward carvings, both of them.
Oh, good. Any luck with the dairy company?
Nah, they're not interested. We're not producing enough.
Typical.
Well, you can't blame them. Expensive business running a tanker.
I suppose.
However, it occurred to me that until we're up and running, why don't you take some milk for the pigs, eh?
Oh, well, yeah, great. I'd have to pay you, though.
No, don't worry. We'll come to some arrangement.
Well, thanks.
Well, that's such a waste otherwise, isn't it? Mm.
I could come over and collect it with the water bowser every other day, say.
Good. That's sorted out, then.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mike, hey, how'd he go?
Oh, it's okay. I'm getting more used to the bale now.
Great, good.
Have you got a blowtorch, Oliver?
Yeah, should have.
I got the self-soldering joints.
Huh?
Much easier.
Oh, yeah, excellent. Hear that stoat didn't take the bait.
Oh? Mm. Ah, just shoot the little beggar.
I don't know if Ailey would agree to that.
He'll keep coming back.
Don't I know it.
Well, come on, chaps, come on. Let's get a move on.
All right. When's the environmental health officer due?
Tomorrow. Just a preliminary visit. but I want him to see that we mean business.
Well, we better mean business. Oh, I've just given him my notice to the dairy. Told him I'll be getting my milk from more local source. Can you pass us that tape measure, Neil?
Yeah. Yeah. No going back now, Oliver.
Never fear. By the end of next week, everything will be in place. Oh, I can't wait to get stuck in.
What? Think you taking the new missus on honeymoon? Yes, 25 inches to that corner.
You'll never hear the last of it. Believe me.
Well, he might. He's a braver man than me.
Yeah, actually, if you must know, I was thinking along those lines.
Mm-hmm. Actions speak louder than words.
Oh, do you know I'm starving?
Neil, yeah? can you hold up the basin for me, mate?
Yeah, yeah. Here's the screwdriver.
Ah, cheers. What are you having for supper?
Clary bought a rice pudding round. Oh, nice. Made with the Guernsey milk, as it happens. Ooh, I can't wait.
Sounds tasty.
Well, it's very good of it to go to the trouble, considering.
We're off out for a meal on Saturday.
Oh, that for your Chris's 18th?
Yeah. Pete's having a pub crawl with his mates, of course.
Oh, yeah.
But a family meal at the weekend.
Where are you going?
Well, there's a pub near Pennyhasset with a soft play area in the beer garden.
Oh, you're taking George?
Yeah. He's a real light worm now, he's toddling. He's into everything. But it's nice to go out as a family.
Oh, cheers, Adam.
Cheers.
So, right, as I was saying, Robert's idea about the team doing some kind of tour got me thinking.
Well, a tour would be difficult for some of us. Even one fixture.
Yeah, that's what David says.
It's hard enough to get everybody to come to Nets regularly.
Yeah, that's true. But look, hear me out.
Go on.
Right. We got one or two older players, I know. I mean, Tony's back slows him down and Neil Carter should probably get his eyes tested, judging by Sunday's performance.
Pity he's not the other Neil Carter, eh?
You're not kidding. But look, the rest of the team's strong. Think about it.
Well, yeah, I agree. You and me. Alistair's as good a wicketkeeper as any in the league. Yeah.
Chris Carter.
Yeah, as impressed on Sunday and tonight. He's improving all the time.
Yeah, and the rest of us are okay. David, Tom, Will, if we can get him to play more often.
Babysitting George.
I know.
Yeah, Duncan's a bit of a weak link.
Yeah, so all we need is a good, quick bowler.
But for what? I mean, where are you going with this?
Well, it occurred to me we could enter the village cricket competition.
The village cup? The Wisden thing?
Yeah, imagine it. Playing in the final at Lord's.
Oh, that would be something. And we need to look into it, find out the rules, how to enter.
Well, no time like the present. Let's go on one of Sid's computers.
Oh, sorry, I missed Nets, lads.
Evening, Roy. Adam, my fault, I'm afraid.
Oh, hiya.
The work took a lot longer than we'd anticipated.
Yeah, always does, in my experience.
How's it going?
Oh, we're getting that.
Well, you look deep in discussion here.
Yeah. What do you say to entering the village cricket competition?
Who? Ambridge?
Why not?
We'd have to raise our game. Some of them teams are near professional standard.
Well, I think we could do it. It'd be a commitment.
It'd mean putting in the practice.
Oh, he'd need a decent bowler.
Just what we were saying.
And he'd need to be playing for us this season, I'm pretty sure.
Well, it's no good speculating. Let's check the rules on the website.
Wonder if I could have a word, Roy.
Now?
Well, it's quite important. Sometime in the next half hour, before Caroline gets here.
Sure.
Hello, cheers. Everybody.
Hi. Here.
What are you doing here?
Can I join the party?
I thought you were on tonight.
Well, I was, but I did a deal with Stefan. There have to be some perks to being the boss.
Well, put up a pew.
Oh, before I do, let me get everybody a drink.
Yeah, sure. What will you have?
Well, mine's a pint of Shires. Cheers.
We'll call it an early birthday drink in honour of Adam's 39th.
No, when?
Tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Adam.
Thanks. Yes, indeed. Happy birthday.
Come on then, Adam. Let's get them in.
When's this inspector bloke coming back then, Oliver?
Next Wednesday.
And then we'll be up and running, eh?
Well, subject to his approval, yes.
Did he say anything this afternoon?
Well, just one or two suggestions.
Never give anything away, officials, do they?
Well, you know.
Like to keep you in suspense. Gives them a sense of power.
Well, I don't think he's quite like that in the dairy hygiene business, Jezza.
Anyway, if that's us done for the night, I'm off.
Yeah, well, listen, thanks very much for helping me carry all this in.
No problem.
Do you need a lift?
I'm all right, Tar. Nadine's picking me up.
Nadine? New girlfriend?
If she's lucky.
I see. Anyway, listen, Jazza, before you leave, I need to speak to you about next week, you see.
Let's keep till tomorrow, Oliver. You see, I'm in a rush. We're off to Fallon's 21st.
Of course, yes, at the Bull Upstairs, isn't it?
Should be pretty cool. Roulette, blackjack.
Oh, really?
It's not the real thing. Sid and Jolene set it up for us through this company. You play for tokens and win a bottle of champagne.
Oh, what fun.
It's just one problem.
Huh?
I'm supposed to dress up. 007 theme.
Well, it's all part of the fun, isn't it?
I was going to go in my jeans, with my little finger painted gold.
Hmm?
You get what I done now?
Oh, gold finger, yeah, very good.
Nadine wants to do the thing properly. So I told her, as long as she wears a wet bikini with a knife holster around it, I'll do my bit.
What, like Ursula Andress? Good grief.
Halle Berry.
Oh.
It's only a joke, but you never know your luck, do you?
What do you think, Mum?
Oh, Fallon, you look fantastic.
Oh, thanks. But thanks for paying for the dress.
Oh, you're welcome, love.
We shouldn't have to take it back.
Never mind.
I feel like I should be at the Brits or the Grammys or something.
Well, who knows, eh?
As if. Not with little white lies, anyway. Was there anything I can do?
Just you have a good time.
I couldn't fail to. Wish Ed could have been here, though.
Oh, I know, love.
Hmm. It looks really cool, doesn't it? Hmm. Hey, where are the chips to play the roulette and stuff with?
What? Here, you can give them out as everyone comes.
Oh, okay.
Hey, happy birthday, gorgeous.
Oh, wow, look at you.
Hiya, Julie. How's Borsetshire's loveliest landlady?
Oh, rushed off her feet. Blimey, you scrub up well, Jazza.
My name's Bond. James Bond.
What have you done with the Dean, Commander Bond?
Miss Moneypenny's spending money.
Jazza!
Joke, he's referring to Lippy. Making herself beautiful for 007.
Licensed to kiss it.
Oh, how does she put it with you, eh?
With a lot of patience and a broad sense of humour like the rest of us.
Okay, I'll leave you all to it.
Who's doing the bar here?
Oh, Sid's asked Kirsty.
Oh.
Poor Kirsty.
No, she wants the money. Mm. She needs to trade in her car, she told me.
How's your new wheels?
Great. Mum and Sid got the van insured for me.
My kid.
Yeah.
So, when's the bar open?
Oh, she'll be here any minute.
Is Kirsty going to manage?
Oh, we don't want the birthday girl going on that side in the in party.
No way.
I could always do a stint now.
Oh, I don't think so. Sid may be serving downstairs, but Kirsty can always give one of us a shout if she gets too busy.
Will you manage?
Oh, we'll have to.
Hello, party people! Oh, happy birthday, Fallon.
Thanks, Lillian.
Hello, Lillian.
Well, here I am. I heard on the grapevine you were going to be short-staffed, so my cocktail book and I have come along to save the day.
Oh, brilliant. Amen?
Yeah.
Make mine a martini. Shaker, not stir.
Coming up. Oh, Jolene, be a honey. Fill the ice bucket, would you? Oh, just one second. Here we are.
What's with the sunglasses?
Well, you're remembering the world is not enough.
Oh, yeah?
When Bond wanders through the casino with his X-ray specs looking at women's underwear.
I suppose so.
Well, there you are. Now, Jazza, boxers or briefs?
I'm just going to go and find out where Nadine's got to.
Okay, well, what about the lamb?
Yes. Yep, let's go for the lamb.
Shoulder rack?
Rack of Hassett Hill's lamb. Can you do your crushed rosemary potatoes?
Sure I can.
And what else is in season?
Oh, there are some beautiful broad beans I could do a puree with mint oil.
Oh, sounds delicious.
And I could use those in a summer greens risotto if you like. Will there be any vegetarians?
I'm not sure. But we'll offer a vegetarian option, of course. Right. So far, so good.
Okay, do you want to talk about desserts?
I'd like the raspberry cranachan and strawberries for one option.
No problem.
And we have a very good local source of strawberries, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a good time last night, you and Adam?
Yeah, it was okay, thanks.
Have you heard from Mads since you went back to London?
Yeah, she's rung a couple of times.
You seem a bit thoughtful.
No. I just want to get your wedding menu right. We all want to do a good job for you.
I know. Thank you.
Okay, now you're kicking the whole thing off with Cair Royale, yeah?
Yep.
And I've got some really good suggestions for wines to go with the food.
A half of Shires, Adam.
Thanks, Lillian.
No, have this one on me, darling. Happy birthday.
Cheers.
So, as I was saying, I was intending to serve upstairs at the party.
Uh-huh.
My cocktails were going down a treat for the young people.
Did you fancy some more adult company?
No, Jolene said you'd take over.
Well, she probably wants to keep an eye on things.
Well, they're all behaving. Well, all except Drew. He's a hippie type, you know. Jazz has soon set him straight.
Oh, I'm sure Jolene's got her eye on the ball.
Aren't you off out tonight for your birthday?
Mmm, Botticelli's.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, Ian's meeting you here.
Evening, Lillian. Adam.
Hi, Oliver.
Whiskey, please.
Yes, of course.
And a G&T for Caroline. She's just coming. How are you, Lillian?
Oh, darling, I've been up to my eyes in sawdust and sandpaper.
Oh, yes.
The Dower House.
Ah. You've not been decorating yourself.
Well, I'm a sort of project manager. Slimline tonic?
No, ordinary salt, please.
Here we are.
Thanks very much.
Now I've been supervising the fitting of the ensuite in the new kitchen.
Oh, how's it going?
Finished. Thank goodness. You must all come round for drinks and I can show them off to you.
We are, we will. Any progress with Nightingale Farm?
A few people have looked round, but no offers as yet.
Hello.
Hello, darling.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi. How are the preparations going? Mum and Jenny went to buy their outfits today.
Oh, Caroline has everything well in hand.
I've got a great team behind me. And Shula and I are off shopping tomorrow.
No.
Shall we sit down, darling? Over there, where it's a bit quieter.
Yeah, let's. Happy birthday, Adam.
Thanks. Has Robert Snell been in, Lillian?
He's been and gone, darling, I'm afraid. Had to prepare for his meeting tomorrow, some career advisor. Why was it important?
No, I just wanted to catch up with either him or Roy. Cricket, you know, Lillian.
Oh, yeah, well, once sports mention, the shutters come down, I'm afraid. Don't even know who's in the World Cup.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, Ian, darling. Look, can I get you a drink? Or are you both wanting to get straight off?
Well, yeah, if you don't mind, we have some last time to make up.
No, of course not. You boys have a wonderful evening.
Mmm, thanks. We will.
Bye, then.
Can't believe it. Here I am, getting married next week. I'm sitting relaxing in the ball.
Well, you deserve it. Did you and Ian get the menu arranged?
Yep. Another thing checked off, thank goodness. It'll be fabulous.
And it won't be the only thing, I hope.
Oliver?
My wedding present to you.
Oh, my goodness. Perth? I thought we'd agreed no honeymoon until the autumn.
We'll have that holiday too, just as we planned. I want a couple of days away from it all next week with my new bride. And you'll love the game fair up there.
Oh, what a lovely thought.
I've arranged it with Roy and he'll cover for you.
No wonder he and Ian seem so secretive.
And I've spoken to Mike, Neil and Joe and they'll hold the fort with the dairy, so what do you say?
Oh, darling. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, this will probably be our last opportunity to relax until we actually arrive in Perth.
We could enjoy it all the more.
Excuse me, Caroline. Can I just take this chair?
Yeah, of course. You're busy tonight.
Yeah, it's Fallon's 21st upstairs.
Oh, party going well?
Yeah, Kirsty's coping. I came downstairs to get out of Fallon's hair for a while. Not ideal having your mum around at your birthday bash.
I don't suppose it is.
Besides, I think Sid could do with a bit of help.
Sid?
Yeah, he's waving pretty wildly in your direction, seems to me.
Oh, flippin' heck. What's happened to Lillian?
No idea, I'm afraid. She was there earlier.
Oh, I know where she's gone, all right. Oh, I knew it.
Hey, who's that guy you've been dancing with all night, Fallon?
Why? Who wants to know?
Thinking he is a big brother you never had.
And never needed, thanks, Jazza.
Come on, who is he?
He's just a mate. Hey, where's my Dean?
Lou, come on, let's get a drink and pop.
Because if you shake a martini, it gets into your bloodstream faster. It's the little bubbles, you see, darling. Oh, hello, Jolene. You're just in time. Could you collect some glasses for me, please?
No, I couldn't.
Put over martini, then. I've just made this one for myself.
Then what?
I've put the money in the till. Don't panic. Ah, oh, Jazza, you'll share a martini with me.
Hey, Jan, stand back on the proper tackle. Pint of lager, please.
Jolene, a pint of lager, please.
Oh, Lillian.
Oh, never mind the beer, Jazza. Let's have a dance.
Hey, what?
Hey, Mum.
Oh, honestly, Lillian's a flippin' liability.
My mate thinks she's a right laugh.
So much for your under-30s rule, eh? Your mum behind the bar and the oldest swinger in town on the dance floor.
Lillian, don't.
Sorry, darling.
It's a great party, Mum.
You look great tonight, Adam.
Really? Thanks.
Now you put the new shirt on. Hey, why don't we go to a club afterwards?
Well,
I don't know, Ian.
Oh, come on. It's ages since we did. I want to show you off.
No, I don't want to be too late.
I know you. You say that now, but as soon as you hit that dance floor...
Oh, yeah, okay then. It is my birthday.
Pick up your glass.
What?
Come on. Don't pick up your glass. To you. Thank you.
For what?
No, for being you. For making me feel complete, for loving me. Happy birthday.
I'm glad it's just the two of us again.
I've missed you too.
Have you?
Well, sure I have. We haven't spent any proper time together for a couple of weeks.
So, you've rethought that crazy idea you had when Mads was here?
Oh, let's not talk about all that.
I knew you hadn't thought it through.
Adam, let it go for tonight, please.
Okay, okay. You must admit it was idiotic, though.
All right. If we have to do this, then you'd better know I'm still up for the idea.
What?
I told you, I think it's amazing. I'd really love to be a dad.
You just said I complete you. What was all that about?
You do. I don't need a child to complete me, Adam.
I don't want you to do it.
I really miss having a big family around me.
You're right, we shouldn't talk about it now.
But you brought it up.
And now I'm dropping it.
Okay. Fine. Here, have some more wine.
I won't, thanks.
Adam.
Leave it.
Right.
Which do you think, Lindy? Light blue or the burgundy stripes?
Oh, Robert, not the tie with the burgundy stripes. You need to look dynamic for this meeting.
So, the blue, then?
Well, it's an improvement. Have you time for another coffee?
Yeah, I think so.
And did you remember to change the cartridge in the laser printer for me?
I did.
Thank you. Rather a lot of printing to do before the Fate Committee meeting.
You've really had your head down over this past week.
Oh, and I've had some wonderful ideas to show for it, too.
Oh, yeah.
I've been researching the mid-17th century. They used to play a game a bit like our British Bulldog.
British Bulldog?
Only it's called Barley Break. The couples on two teams stand in rows opposite each other and race towards each other, and the couples at each end race towards the middle.
Actually, Lindy, I better not stay for that coffee after all.
Oh, but I've poured it now.
But I don't know what the traffic will be like.
All right. Would you like to hear another idea?
Sorry, Lindy. Later, perhaps, eh?
Well, what do you think so far?
Well, it's not really in the same league as Bush Tucker Challenge. Or even last year's assault course.
Exactly, Robert. We've had quite enough of that silliness.
Have we?
It's time we rediscovered our roots and took pleasure in the simple games of yesteryear.
Well, that is one point of view.
And if we dress in costume, we could really get into the spirit of the games, like reenacting.
Yes. And you think the others will agree?
Well, they may take some persuading.
Well, you're the woman for that job, Lindy.
I know. And what were you and Roy discussing until all hours last night?
Well, Roy is really enthusiastic about the Ambridge cricket team entering the Village Cup competition.
But are they good enough?
No, we need a quick bowler. But Roy thinks he can tempt Kev to play for us.
Kev?
New chap on the Darrington side.
Ah.
Very useful all-rounder, actually.
Oh?
Although he needs to get to work on Kev straight away, because he has to play for Ambridge this season to be eligible for the competition. At least 4 matches, I think.
But where would that leave you?
Lindy, at 63, I can safely say I'm past my prime as a cricketer.
But, Robert, you're the backbone of that team.
Don't worry, I'll be 12th man. And you never know. If someone drops out, I might yet get a chance to play at Lord's.
At Lord's?
Well, that's where the finals are held.
Oh.
Right, I better get cracking. I don't want to be late for this consultant.
Do you think he'll be helpful? You've been busy yourself, chasing up all those CVs you sent out.
Well, he'll help me shape the CV into something a bit more succinct. Mm. How do I look?
Come here.
Oh,
there, that's better.
What would I do without you?
Good luck, darling. Go on, off you go. Let me get on.
Oh, hi, Mum.
Hello, darling. You look smart.
Oh, I'm having lunch with Caroline at Grey Gables. And then we're off to the shops for our outfits.
How are the preparations coming along?
You know how organised she is.
Are her family coming?
Well, I'll know more when I've had a chance to catch up with her over lunch.
Jenny showed me her dress. A rather daring shade of pink.
She'll look good in that.
I saw Adam, too, in a bit of a grumpy mood.
Was he?
Jenny was apologetic, but he wasn't rude. He just seemed fed up.
Oh, he's so busy with the strawberries and the maize and goodness knows what else.
He does work hard. Jenny said the pickers haven't been as easy to organise this year. Very quarrelsome, she said.
Oh. What about you and Dad? What are you up to?
I left him weeding this morning.
And what are you doing?
Well, I've got the fake committee meeting in half an hour at Linda's.
Ah.
Oh. I'm looking forward to it. Apparently she's done mountains of research and come up with lots of new games. I have to say I'm intrigued.
I've tried trapping it, but Will lent me these really lethal things, but it won't take the bait.
Well, you're not going to kill it, are you? I meant something humane.
They are humane. They kill the stoat outright. They don't suffer.
Good heavens, Hayley, you sound quite bloodthirsty. Can't you get a trap that just holds the stoat?
And what do we do then? Take it into someone else's land to eat their hens?
Well, no.
Oh, or let it out over the road and hope it gets run over on the way back?
No.
Oh, Jill, hello.
You did say the meeting was in the conservatory. I hope you don't mind me coming straight round.
Not at all. Come in.
You haven't started already. That discussion sounded quite heated.
I've got a problem with stoats. I was just saying that we country people can't be sentimental.
We'll have a talk later, if you like.
Now, here we are. Do help yourselves to biscuits, won't you? Don't worry, Jill. You're not late.
Good. I got chatting to Shula about Caroline's wedding.
Are you going?
No.
You think someone of Caroline's social standing would be inviting the whole village?
They wouldn't have had time to organise a big wedding. That takes months.
Still, she could have invited those who offered support during her recent difficulties. Help yourself to milk, Jill.
I'm sure she'll find a way to thank you all.
Yes, well. Now, can I call this meeting to order?
Shall I take the minutes?
If you would, please. Now, Usha sends her apologies. She's working, unfortunately.
And Peggy sends her apologies. Mm-hmm. Jack's not having a very good day.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry to hear that.
But she's promised to do the white elephant, as usual.
Good. And Sid and Jolene will take care of the beer tent.
And the WI the teas.
Okay. We're halfway there already.
Excellent. Now, to the main event.
Linda, that must be half a rainforest.
I print on both sides, Hayley.
Heavens.
I've done some research and have some excellent ideas, as I hope you'll agree. So we'll read through them one by one, digest and discuss.
How was your fish, Shula?
Delicious, thank you. So, is this your hen party, then?
Perhaps we should have worn little plastic devil's horns and printed T-shirts.
Can you imagine Roy's face?
Oh, did I tell you? My brother Simon's coming to the wedding.
Well, that's good.
And Uncle Adrian confirmed too.
Have you had all the replies?
Apart from Carly. I hoped she'd come.
Oh, she's too busy living life, I suppose.
Never mind. Got my mini honeymoon to look forward to.
What's this?
Oh, of course, I haven't had the chance to tell you. Oliver's whisking me away to Perth for a couple of days straight after the wedding.
Oh, how romantic.
Yeah. He surprised me with the tickets last night in the Bull.
You were at the Bull last night?
Why?
Oh, nothing. I've just heard about Fallon's party, that's all. The casino.
Oh.
If people only realise what misery the real thing causes.
I know.
I don't think it was very responsible of Sid and Jolene.
Oh, I'm sure they intended it just as a bit of fun for her party.
Yes, I suppose so. Oh, look at the time.
Oh, gosh, we need to get a move on.
If you want to try on all those designer dresses, we do.
Come on, then. Felpersham awaits our plastic.
And play continues with each side taking turns at throwing the six battles.
Linda.
Until one team has knocked over all their opponent's cubs. Once a team...
Linda.
Yes, just a minute, Jill. Once a team succeeds in knocking down all the
Linda,
cubs,
I'm very sorry to interrupt.
But is there much more?
Well, I need to get back to Willow Farm too.
Oh.
At some point before nightfall.
I'm sure we can read this very interesting research at home, can't we?
Well, I thought we needed to read it here as a proper basis for discussion.
The thing is, Linda, how can we explain the rules to people on the day if it's taken us ages to wade through them here?
Hayley does have a point.
Well, I'm disappointed. I've got so much to look at yet. The cheese rolling, lawnmower racing.
Can't we do something a bit more fun? What about human flies?
Human
flies? Each team tapes one person to a wall and the winning team as the one who stays up the longest.
Doesn't sound very safe.
I'd have to agree, I'm afraid, Hayley.
Well, there must be something.
What about caber tossing?
We had a human fruit machine one year.
What about leek tossing? You could do it like the real thing, but everyone can have a go.
You mean like that Scotsman on the porridge box?
Wasn't he doing the shot put?
Oh, well, you'd need a cabbage for that.
The Savoy shot put.
This is getting very silly.
I know. We could hold a vegetable Highland Games.
Better still, the Veg-Olympics.
No, with pea shooting at a target. And turnips, you know, one on each end of a brush handle for weightlifting.
And pumpkin curling.
Just a minute.
Right, I think you're outvoted, Linda.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, Robert. Hiya.
It all sounds fun. I won't interrupt.
No, it's okay. I'd better go.
Me too. They'll be wondering where I've got to.
But we haven't even...
Shall I write up the minutes? We can bash out the details next meeting.
Oh, very well.
So I'd better run. Bye.
Thanks, Linda. Bye, both of you.
Bye,
what about
Gil.
Me, Stoke? What were you saying?
Well, really.
The meeting didn't go very well, then.
They've decided on a vegetable Olympics, of all things.
How silly.
It's childish.
Still, it's a good thing you'll be at the helm.
Yes.
It'll need organising properly.
Absolutely.
Well, no one could say you don't rise to a challenge, Lindy.
Oh, I shall certainly have my work cut out. But I'll make a success of it.
Yeah, of course you will.
How was your meeting?
Not good, I'm afraid.
Oh, Robert.
I mean, he was a nice enough chap. Tried to sound positive, but it was very clear he thought I was too old for the IT game.
How dare he?
He actually suggested I should retire.
Oh,
I can't believe it.
No.
I can't afford to do that. Not on the recent performance of my pension plan.
Indeed not.
Ironic, isn't it, after what I said this morning about my age in the cricket team.
You're not ready to retire, are you?
The old pipe and slippers routine, no fear.
Caroline, are you decent?
Who is it?
It's just me.
Well, what's happened to my personal retail advisor?
Oh, she's in the stockroom, scratching her head and going through a new delivery.
Poor woman.
Honestly, you've tried on nearly everything in the shop.
Well, that's the trouble with fashion, Shula. None of it bears any relation to what you'd actually wear.
Well, she sent me through with these.
Let's have a look.
Now, she said don't be afraid of the colour of this one.
Oh, you're joking. I'd look like Whistler's mother.
It's not that bad.
Shula, I want to celebrate my marriage to Oliver. Dressed in that, I'd look like the chief mourner.
I'll take that as a no, then. This?
Charity shop circa 1983.
And?
Oh.
That's why I saved it till last. Do you like it?
I do. I'll try it on.
Good. How do you feel about Brian being Oliver's witness?
Oh. I had to smile to myself. Funny how things turn out, isn't it?
You were all right about it, then?
Yes, of course. Such a long time ago. I can't wait to marry Oliver. I do love him.
Yes, I know you do. And he's a very lucky man.
Well, what do you think?
Oh, Caroline. You look beautiful. Oliver will be so proud. You're going to have a wonderful day.
The Archers was written by Carol Simpson-Salazzo, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.